Welcome back to another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. In the feed tonight is part one to session 38. The players were Sharon, Richard, Chris, and Jameis. I had a wayward feline causing mischief in the first bit of this recording, causing the first few minutes of character introduction and card dealing to be cut. I also let the gang talk about their plans while I try and fish said wayward feline out of my ceiling. Despite my cat's best attempts, we did get this recorded, and here is the first part to session 38.
Yeah. Lose everything we've done.
Yeah. See if you can guys can reconnect. It's showing that everybody is disconnected currently. Actually, yeah, I might have to reconnect the server. Hold on. Let me see if my server's still connected. May not be.
Hold on.
There it goes.
Oh, technical issues. This was all because of that steam engine.
Yes.
You'd had one of those, but...
If I had had one of those, yes, everything would be fine.
I think it might be more useful to actually strap the steam engine onto basically a large...
Give me just 1 second, guys.
...set of wheels or something and make a battering ram.
Let's come through on the... podcast is the only question. I had two exciting ideas. One was to get Jameis to don his jetpack, grab the steam engine, and then fly it over to the cattle, and then just turn the steam engine on and have them stampede the cattle, because they're not going to know what a steam engine is, although you could just achieve that by shooting guns in the air just as easy. Or flood the plane with water! So that we can generate electricity and electrocute everybody on the who's standing around.
What I was thinking was to illuminate. Sorry, the...
Give me a minute, guys. She's actually gnawing on my internet cable up there. I'll be right back.
Okay. That's a cat. That's a cat. That is a cat. I was thinking maybe using the engine with generate a light rig to basically illuminate as much as possible the Creole house so that basically people can't just like run out and try to hide in the shadows.
Yep. I don't know whether we'll have powerful floodlights like that. That's an interesting.
It may not be powerful enough, but it also might just give a slight advantage by basically taking away darkness and cover for them.
Wow. Well, there we go again.
Although I did... Okay. So does anybody here look at George Takei's... humor page?
Not at all.
Facebook page?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I haven't seen it today.
Oh. Then you missed the perfect picture. It's a picture of a baseball player standing on first base with a caption that says, "It took 70 years, but finally, if you don't get it, ask an adult." The picture is of first baseman John Hu.
Hopefully she didn't cause the power flicker. Okay.
She's got 8 other lives.
My circuit box may not, however. All right, where were we?
We were discussing cats, yes. How we could use them in battle. We're talking about picking them up and throwing them at the enemy.
Wanting to rig up some floodlights. So Luke, you think, I'm assuming that Sarah talks to Luke about it.
Yes, I do.
Give me a roll there, Luke. Let's see if you believe you've got enough parts here to do it.
We're not connected to the server.
You're not still. Okay.
No.
All right.
The other thing was that if I'm thinking I'm going out there, would I be bothered trying to rig up floodlights and that? Or would I be sort of going, I want to get out of here?
Well, where are you going? What are you suggesting going away?
I'm suggesting going and talking to what's his Creole before we turn up with a mob.
Are you voicing this opinion to anybody?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's interested? To mainly to the PCs at the moment, not to.
Yeah. Bert, should I totally exit Fantasy Grounds and try reconnecting?
No. Hold on. I'm restarting the service. Give me just a second here.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, if you bring this up, well, you have brought it up. I mean, Jong is going to basically parrot back what you yourself have already said, James. Hey, you're giving away our advantages, that there's an attack coming, you get a chance to defend and arm up and be all ready. I'm not particularly going to be a fan of you if you do this. But I'm going to stop you trying it if you do.
Yeah, it looks like go ahead and shut down and try and restart your Fantasy Grounds.
Okay.
We are currently proposing just killing this guy because, well, the current result is going to be killing this guy because of the fact that he slapped a woman and kind of tipped the town over the edge. Despite all our actions, we are not cold-blooded murderers. We're warm-blooded murderers.
Over the edge is the point.
It's not just that. It's basically right now the townsfolks definitely believe that he was in cahoots with the Undertaker.
We don't know this. We don't know anything about his side of what's going on.
We don't know, but I'm just saying the townsfolks are convinced he's to blame and in cahoots.
Well, as long as it's guilty until proven innocent.
Murder hoboism.
I will point you at the number of graves we have over there and the number of people who have been gunned down by the people that he employs. I do not think he would give us the same opportunity were the situations reversed.
How many people have his people? He's not the one in charge of the... It's not as far as I know. He's not the one in charge of the gang I can't remember the name of.
The Carcass Creek Killers. Yeah. I am not referring to them. I am referring to the people who are members of his employ who come into town and gun down people because they don't like the way that they have talked to them, or because they have bumped into them, or because they have spilled a beer over the person. Those people that he employs, that he lets get away with this. If you wish to go and talk to him, I will not stop you going and talking to him, but I am saying that he would not do the same for you.
And if we want to catch him unawares in order to talk to him about what's happened, say, for example, finding out his business at the lake, doing so not in the middle of battle would be a good way of doing it, and we can't guarantee he's going to survive the battle.
I'm not convinced he knows anything about the resurrection.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know. We need to talk to him about it. I just want to talk to him to find out what he's on about.
I mean, you can go and make sure that he's there. And, you know, talk to him about the river or the creek. I'll go with you.
Okay. Sure, Sarah? And I can basically just go there on other methods. I don't need to say, hey, I've got a town of people willing to come and murder you. I'm out here on other reasons.
If the town of people who are coming to murder him turn up while you are still talking to him, you will probably be attacked or arrested as a hostage or a spy or something. So
I acknowledge this.
Okay, I just be prepared.
PCs.
Mm. You could take a jetpack with you and conceal it beneath your coat.
Yes. I don't think they're that small.
If you go within the speed wagon, you can just put it in the speed wagon.
Yeah. I can put it in the speed wagon. That's what I'm tempted to do, put a jetpack in the speed wagon. Possibly two, but I don't know if you're going to get out of there, Eddie, as easily as me. No, though, on the other hand, you can survive being shot a lot easier than I can.
Yes.
Hey, that's actually what we do. We just go drop you off, you turn werewolf, and then we just run away.
I like that idea. That idea.
I do expect that the dwarf will know
what is going on and how to deal with it, as he also sounds unkillable. So he might have killed a few things which are unkillable in his time here.
You making a repair roll to check for those floodlights, Luke?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Caledonia's got some high-output bulbs, and there's plenty of wire, and you make some reflector dishes. Get some fence posts to mount them on, and you just shove them through the dirt.
Yeah. MacGyver. That's all right. I can get out of the situation if I end up in trouble. I can get out. I've got MacGyver. That's what the point of having MacGyver. Get myself out of the situation. So, Sarah, are you going to come with me or no?
All right. I will come with you.
Okay. And Yong, you're not coming, I gather?
I did not say that.
You are against this plan. I don't see you coming. If you want to come, that's fine, but... So, are you coming?
Do we want somebody here to stay the crowd until you get back?
Looking at the crowd, staying this crowd will be a difficult matter, but they're also going to be very slow getting there.
And if you are planning on epiphanying, then you'll be good, better off staying here anyway.
Oh, that's the point. I never got do we want that to happen? Do we not want that to happen?
Given the just to give you another option, given the speed of the transportation you have versus them having to walk all the way to Creo's ranch, you could potentially get there, talk to Creo, come back, and they would only be, you know, halfway there. So,
well, it depends what happens when we go out there.
True. You know. But they're going to be moving really slow. Most of the people that are skilled at firearms are kind of old codgers, you know? So they're not exactly spry, and they got a lot of ground to cover.
Oh, did we drop again?
I'm still here, but something is having a problem with the call.
Richard! Come back to us, Richard!
Do I keep dropping on you? It is,
yep.
Isn't it?
Well, you did just then.
Yep, I have dropped 5-6 times.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Ugh.
Your internet is bloodthirsty. It wants you to get about the killing.
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let's go out then. Are you coming, Yong?
I ask again, we want somebody here to...
You are an independent person.
Yes. I am asking for the group's input. What do you people think would be the best idea here? Do you have opinions one way or another?
To be honest, and by honest I mean brutal and offensive, I'm not sure he would respect a Chinese man very much.
Look at the obvious outsider who is dressed in weird clothes and doesn't understand our customs. I shake my head. Is Wimitai coming with you?
Wimitai is sharpening her axes and talking to some other women folk who are also pulling out guns and knives.
Yes, I was wondering whether Wimitai would go ahead and scout the land with you, or whether she would be better off here inciting them all into my blood frenzy.
This is the proper way to scalp a white man.
Oh, she's teaching lots of the wives the proper way to gut a fella, because a gut cut is a long, slow death.
Not what you want when they are still able to shoot you. But there we go. Then I will stay here. That is fine. I can.
All right.
Read my book while I am here.
Yeah, you can get in on the battle planning with the.
So do you want to play Epiphany now then, just to get it done?
Not if you're not going to have a battle. No.
He might need it for something else. Like using a jetpack. Who knows?
Well, unless you do it for jetpack, you'll be better at it than I am. I am D4 plus 2 because of my ace, but yeah.
Then you're better.
Yeah.
A plus 2 is better than a single die race. But anyway, yeah. So Yong will stay back and try to slow down, but help the people. So, hey, this is how you load a gun. And then I'll teach them slowly how to load a gun.
Is Yong half shooting?
Nope.
You really don't know how to load a gun.
Yep.
You might be showing the guys who are using pitchforks and hose and other garden implements how to best swing those things.
Yeah.
Yes, this is how you put the sharpening edge on your pitchfork so you do the most damage.
It's thrust and pull. Thrust and pull.
And if it gets stuck, okay, just twist.
Yes. All right, so that's right. Going on. The rest of you guys are going to load up the speed wagon and head out. You going to bring your floodlights with you, or are you leaving that back with someone in the army to take?
No. We're going to leave it with the army. At the moment, we're just an innocent group of people coming out to have a chat with them about some unrelated matter.
Mm-hmm. Are you taking anything else, like jetpacks?
I'm going to take a jetpack, but I don't want to leave the two of you behind with our ability to use jetpacks.
Take the jetpacks. I'm just going to take a basically souped up medical bag with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make sure that I dress very properly. I'll even like dig out and put on my uniform.
Your military uniform?
Yep.
All right. Chris, you were going to say something there.
Oh, I was just saying, you don't have to worry about me getting away. I can deal with the sweat. So you don't have to worry about me not having a jetpack.
Well, it's not that we don't have a jetpack for you, it's just that you don't have to use it.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea how to use it.
Please explain this kind of jetpack. Please explain this jetpack idea to me. I'm not sure I understand this or even heard of this
before. It involves leaving the ground. More than just the water.
As a bonus, they all come with the leather cap and goggles.
I've already got mine.
Yes, but now you've got replacements.
I've also got Dragon with me, of course.
You say that this idea involves you going further away from the underground. Eddie, do you wish to leave your manacles with me so that they cannot stop you should they be able to find the manacles, and they will not be lost should you go on and give in to your nature?
Okay, I'll hand the manacles over. With a big sad face.
No, full moon's still a couple of days away.
Yeah. Safety trigger is off.
Yeah. You get the kind of paranoia sets in again once you take the manacles off. You haven't been without them for a while, so you've kind of forgotten how edgy it makes you feel.
I thought it was fine because it drunk from the...
Unfortunately, it only lasts for so long.
No bonus lasts forever. Just look at our ships.
And Richard's
again. Oh, well. He's staying behind. We leave. We leave him behind. He's in the ground.
Yes, leave me behind.
Right. All right. So you guys head off in the speed wagon. Sounds like you are bringing the jetpacks, but really nothing else. Sarah is dressed in her old military uniform. Still fits, amazingly.
It's amazing what an old liquor diet will do for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what was my rank anyway?
I don't know. As a surgeon, a battlefield surgeon, you would not have been given any leadership rank.
Nope.
Although you might have been within your particular corps, you would not have been a leader. And also why you probably don't have knowledge battle.
Yeah, no. Just wondering, like, I doubt as a doctor probably minimum of a lieutenant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always go with lieutenant as a nice sort of safe rank.
Yeah.
Yep. Sounds good. Okay. Head off to Creo's Ranch. Let's see. The Victory Ranch. So in the speed wagon, it takes you about 20 minutes to get there. It's just outside of town to the north. So as you're going, you see, you know, many fields that have been fenced off. The fences are made of, you know, old log posts, crisscrossing fashion. He's got a lot of cows. There are also paddocks with horses as well. Several dozen horses. You know, it looks like thousands of steers. This is a lot of cow. I mean, you haven't seen this many cow in one place in this area in a long time. But the land here is better. It's a lot more green than you're used to seeing in California.
Yep.
All right, there is a well-trod path that goes right up to the Victory Ranch if you're wishing to use it with your coach.
Yeah.
Isn't built for off-road travel so much, so it's probably best that you do.
Yeah. Is there a gate? Is there a main entrance gate?
As you get closer to Victory Ranch, yes, there is a large gate. It's manned with several cowpokes who were out doing some business, and they notice the smoke that's being kicked up at your steam wagon. So there are six men out in front of the gate that's kind of waiting to see what you do.
We drive up to them.
All right. So you don't barge through the gate. You stop at the gate.
Not on the way in.
Right. So by the time you get here, it's, the sun is just about it's going down. You get the last, a few minutes of sun that can still be seen. One of the older the two men come up to you. He's respectful. He takes his hat off as he sees there's a lady in the carriage. Say, "Evening, ma'am, sir. What can we do for you?"
So they're just addressing the two in the carriage?
Yeah, whoever's sitting on the buckboards at the top.
Yeah, that'd be me.
You could squeeze three there, but it'd be kind of uncomfortable. So Eddie's probably in the back.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Eddie could be on the roof. If you wanted to be.
Nah, not this time.
All right.
No,
apparently there's a barn cat wandering around. Oh, she's sticking her head out. Hold on. Let me see.
Right, there's Dragon. Hi, Dragon.
Hold on. Cat's acting just like she's treed. She's up there and she doesn't see how she can get down, so she's crying. Oh well. All right, so how do you greet him? Or what do you ask of him?
Hello, we're here to see Mr. Creole.
Oh, Mr. Creole's just sitting down for supper. Is he expecting you?
No, but we won't take much of his time.
Oh, he strokes his beard a little bit. Well, I gotta see if he's willing to see you. If you won't mind, if you wait here just a spell, who my ass is calling?
This is Luke Villeneuve from the Van Dorn Agency. Just got a few questions for him.
Van Dorn's.
Yep.
Nods a little bit and looks over to the lady.
Dr. Beauchamp?
Oh, a doctor. Oh, quite nice. I understand his daughter is feeling a bit ill. Oh, well, hold on just a moment, folks. I'll be right back. And he scampers over the fence and runs off to the big house in the distance. Meanwhile, the folks around you are, they're eyeballing you. They do have guns strapped to their waist, but no one seems to be overly agitated of anything.
We've got guns strapped to our waist, too. Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't? I mean, come on. America.
I don't think Young does.
It's debatable whether he's an American. Now, of course, it's not exactly in America right now, but anyway. All right, well, after a bit, the man comes running back over the house, and he opens the gate from his side, and it says, "Well, Trio invites you all to dinner." He points to one of the barns a little bit away from the house. He says, "You can park your contraption there if you want."
Mighty kind of you.
Go on up.
Go on in.
Gate slashed back behind you there.
Yep.
So the barn that you're directed to has a couple of carriages in it. A few horses are saddled up. There's a young man in there who's brushing down a few beautiful black and white horses, feeding them, watering them, comes up and, he'll, says, hey, mister, you staying long enough that you want me to take care of your horses here? He almost said cat. Looking at your cat.
I thought we'd take the speed wagon, which doesn't have horses.
Yep. Yeah, he's not quite understanding that as he's looking around. So where are your horses, mister?
we'll be good. We shouldn't be too long. I helped Dr. Beauchamp out.
Okay.
All right, let me add.
He can get himself out.
Yeah. Figures.
Yeah, Eddie. No one's there's a few people that are, you know, tending. There's one guy who's out painting some fences nearby. There's, you know, a handful of people, maybe half a dozen that are around. Nobody seems to be paying much interest to you once you were let through the gate. And yeah, the big house is whitewashed, two stories, two chimneys on the roof, quite expansive. Takes up a fair amount of land around it.
Okay. We head towards the house.
All right. Knock on the door. Door is answered by the short, rough-looking guy that's got a steel ball in his left eye. He's dressed in evening attire. Still has a gun strapped to his waist, though. He opens the door, just grunts at you, and points off into the house.
Some reason I'm picturing the guy from The Prisoner, the short guy.
Been too long since I've seen that. But
the butler figure.
Yeah. Scraggly beard, you know, he's kind of a short guy, very wide as well. Although beneath his clothing, you can't tell if that's fat or if the guy's just really built.
Yeah.
He gives a slight bow to the lady as Sarah walks by.
All right.
You say you do what?
I totally ice him, just completely freeze him out, just ignore him.
Walk by, right? Yep. Eddie, as you walk by, he turns his head slightly and does as if he's sniffing the air.
I'll sniff the air as well. Does he smell odd?
No. No, not really. Smells sweaty and grimy, but doesn't smell odd at all.
Just nod my head.
All right, yep, he doesn't nod back, but you can feel his eyes following you as you go in. Direction he was pointed, most of the house is mostly dark. There's some candlelight in... small lamps around the house. The most well-lit room is where he was pointing. You can kind of see it from here. It's a very large dining room. And you guys met Creo. His daughter and his son are at table with three other... there's two ladies and one other man. On the older side, gray hair. And they're all sitting down to dinner. Creo stands up and motions you all in. Oh, come in, my guests. Come, we've just sat down for food. Join us. I understand there's a doctor amongst you.
That be me, sir.
Oh, very good. Perhaps we can have a small chat after dinner. Please, please. And he pulls a chair out for you, Sarah.
Okay.
You'll be across the table from him. Luke and Eddie, you can sit wherever you wish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to sit somewhere where I can get a good eye on everyone in the room. Mm-hmm.
Right, I want to sit close to the guy that has the ball bearing eye.
He hasn't come to the table.
All right.
He didn't follow you in.
Oh, well.
Well, please. He pours a bit of wine out for everyone. There's been places set for you. And just as he pours the wine out... succulent-looking turkey is brought to the table. There's already been fixings set out in front of you as well. And he says, let me introduce to you a friend of mine here. This is Mr. Quentin and his wife. two Nain folk kind of nod to you. This here's Ralph. People I do business with occasionally.
Nod my head and do the fingertip to the, as if I was raising my cap to the lady.
One of them comments on your uniform there, Sarah. And one named Quentin. And he looks at your uniform. He puts some glasses on the end of the nose, takes a good look at it again, and says, "Oh, my dear lady, you're quite a ways from the front."
I'm retired.
And his wife whispers something to him. Not that there is a front anymore.
Yes, I am quite a ways. I'm retired now, sir.
The other man, Ralph, says, "It's good to see that you still wear the uniform with honor. It's good to break them out every once in a while. Remind people what you serve for."
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Well, there's some polite dinner conversation around. Creo doesn't actually ask you what your business is just yet. You know,
no. That would just be rude dinner. To bring it up immediately. Right. Yeah.
That all happens during during dessert.
Yeah.
Whoever Creo's cook is, it's an excellent meal. Passes quickly. Brandy's brought out after the wine and dessert.
Yeah. We'll let him lead the conversation. You know, becomes obviously be discussing events around the land and stuff.
Exactly. You know. Yep. Seems that the folks here are looking to do a cattle buy, and so they're just talking a little bit about beef industry in California and how dear the cost of meat's been, and Creo here is one of their largest providers. So if this guy dies, you're going to starve lots of California. Just keep that in mind.
Although, have you ever been supplying much to Los Angeles?
Ralph says, Los Angeles? No, funnily enough, they don't really purchase much outside their own lands, but they got plenty of food to feed their flocks and to give it away. No idea where it's coming from.
Hmm.
Yes, the woman kind of makes a sour face when Lost Angels is mentioned. They claim to be God-fearing folk, but they're a strange bunch. Strange.
Hmm. Yes, they are, man. They're a little weird.
A chocolatey pastry thing is served for breakfast, and brandy is offered, and the men will...
Breakfast?
Breakfast.
For dessert. How long have we been here?
Serve for dessert.
Thumbs up.
After which, the men retire to basically his library for some port and cigars, and the ladies go off to their own. Sarah, you can go to whichever side you want to. It's not like anyone says, you have these jeans. You go that direction. The rest
no,
you...
no. I'm actually going to go with the ladies.
Okay. All right.
Buddy. Oh, well. The one empathic character leaves the room. Damn.
Yes. You notice that Creho's daughter is kind of favoring her left arm. Like every once in a while, she'll wince when she moves the shoulder, and she'll rub it now and then.
Okay. All right,
so we'll go to the drawing room. Cigars are handed out to Lupinetti, as well as the two other men here, Quentin and Randall, Ralph. And Creo lights your cigars there. What business you folk have? You're not from around here. I don't recall. Well, I believe I ran into you lot a few days ago. Passing through?
Yes, we have some businesses outside of town, and we just came by to see to take over the facilities while we were here. While we're here, I have to be chatting to a few people, and us being the kind of people we are, just a few things we're following up on just for our own curiosities and oddness that we've noted.
Kind of a dry chuckle to himself. He's like, you couldn't be in a better place tonight, my friend. He just kind of gives a half smile, and his eyes seem to twinkle a little bit as he puffs on a cigar. Safest place in the world tonight. Well, what can I do for you?
Is there something happening tonight?
Oh, and he takes a drink of sip of his drink. Just a little something I've had planned for a long time. Takes a big draw on a cigar.
Hmm. Care to elaborate?
No, it won't affect you all. It's being non-residents of this part. Yeah, you're not involved in business dealings.
No, we're not. Oh, that sounds good. That sounds excellent. Good to hear that the business is doing well.
Big smile on his face. Yep, business is doing great. Quentin and Ralph here are going to be able to make a fine, fine deal with me this year on the cattle. I expect to be able to expand my lands, but 2-3-fold come next year. Are you all into cattle? Looks over at Eddie. You got the looks of a rancher about you.
No, sir, I'm not into cattle.
Nope.
Well, just what might I ask is, what's your business with me? I'm always glad to have guests around, not too many callers.
Well, sort of, as we said, we were talking to some of the people in town, and there's a few people who are upset. I just, they seem a bit impertinent at the moment, but as I said, the kind of people we are. The Caledonia Roundtree, Miss Roundtree runs the general store. She seemed a bit upset over that watch you had. I was just wondering if you could tell me where you got it from.
He looked at you, like his eyes. Oh, what the hey? He pulls out a pocket watch and says, and he tosses it over to you. It's like, yeah, Hank in town here is part of a little present he gave me for a little business we did.
Ah.
Yes. While this is going on, Richard, about an hour after your friends leave, the town is on the march. Lots of burning torches, pitchforks, guns, and old rifles that you're almost afraid for someone to fire. Some of those things are ancient blunderbusses, I believe they used to call them.
Really? That's what he's got in the gun shop?
Oh, no, these are the old guys, the oldsters.
I didn't want a fancy new shiny gun.
What? Give up, Sheila?
Yeah, exactly.
Pats the gun. This got me through two wars.
All right. Well, I start at the back of the thing, and they're all going in single file, yes? So I
knock
one of them out in time until I get to
the
front. It's just an arm and left.
Yeah, the two people that were working out strategy are trying to form up people in the semblance of ranks so that the guys with the rifles aren't shooting into the guys with the pitchforks. But actually, this is a good time to give them a roll just to see how well we'll go with the highest one here from these guys. You can jump in whenever you want if you want to do something. But this is just to see how orderly the. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is an unruly, unorderly mob that's heading out into the night with their pitchforks and their torches burning. A couple of people even wove together some nooses, and you're pretty sure people are bringing wood along to make a gallows.
No, subtlety.
And once again, there are cats. Lots of cats.
I quickly trying to read through Sun Tzu's or what he says about this sort of situation and never try to fight a battle with cats.
Unruly mobs do not a army make.
Yeah. No, I got nothing going on.
You want to try and get them to form up a bit better? You're welcome to do so if you want to. You don't want to spend that card yet. You don't have to, but you can still make a wild card roll at it.
Two. Yeah, that might be.
Can't do worse.
Yeah, why not?
You're a foreigner, but you've brought all kinds of interesting things to the town, and you were instrumental in them finding out what's been happening to their dead. So they're willing to listen to you. You can make a roll. Unskilled roll there, but you're a wild
and
card.
And the sheriff is with us as well, isn't he?
He is. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
And the preacher, best. Amanda Cole's with him. She's got a shotgun. Shell strapped across your shoulder on a bandolero.
Well, I will talk to the head of the townspeople. Actually, what's the mayor?
Is suspiciously absent.
Where's the mayor? Who is the mayor? I ask somebody. Hey, that person who's meant to be in charge of your town, where is that person?
Well, you know.
What do they do?
People start looking around, and no one seems to see the mayor.
Who is the mayor? I question people. What is that person like? Are they likely to have telegraphed Mr. Creole or something?
You're probably starting asking people that you know.
I'll ask the sheriff, Caledonia, who are right here.
Reginald Johnson. Most of them believe that he's corrupt, at least as much as they believe the sheriff was, who was apparently repentant of that. The word starts getting around. Everyone starts seeing, hey, is the mayor up there? Anyone seeing the mayor? Amanda Cole definitely believes if Reginald thought that this was a losing proposition, he might very well either cut and run or try to warn Creo and gain favor. Not that he's a bad guy, but he's definitely one of these people that will change with the tides, you know?
All right.
Is there a telegraph to Creole's place?
No one knows for sure.
Well, there would only be what? There would be telegraph wire out there, yes?
Mm-hmm. Eventually word spreads through and you find the telegrapher. He's the same guy in the assayer's office.
Yes, Pappy.
Pappy says, yeah, sure enough. Creo's got his own line up there.
Mm-hmm.
How far out of the town are we?
It's going to take you just started. I mean, can still see the houses behind you.
I go back to town and I cut the telegraph wire.
Okay. Actually, you can cut it out here if you want. And you just find the post and...
wherever I can do it, just so that... Hey, you can't send telegraph messages out there.
Sure, okay. Cut the line.
And...
The assayer's office guy will give you some pointers. You don't have to cut it. You can take down the line, just because it'll be expensive for that line to be fixed. But he shows you how to take it down. So that it won't be able to be used, but that it won't have to be repaired either.
Oh, okay.
Two-man operation anyway, so he helps you with it.
Just remove that bit of chewing gum and it all falls apart.
Quite a point.
All right, I will tell the people on the left to, hey, don't walk over that cliff. People on the right, don't go into the water. Stay together. I'll try an unskilled roll at this. Sure, because I can get a minus one.
Yeah, but they'll take the one. Walk over that cliff.
Hey, a positive one.
Seems exactly the same.
Yeah. Your reading of Sun Tzu is inaccurate at best. People try as best they can to follow your instructions, but that doesn't seem to make much sense.
Oh, am I speaking in Chinese? Do you not? The original version. Ah.
What exactly is monkey grasps its tail? I don't understand. All right, so yeah, that's happening. Your best estimates, you've passed by his ranch in one of your returns before. You figure that you're about 2 hours out at the pace that you're moving, which is very slow, very, very slow.
Find out.
Yeah, strength in number, so no one's really anxious enough to get ahead of the group. So the group is all kind of staying together and moving as slow as their slowest guy on canes and crutches. So. There are some horses and mules that have been loaded up with some provisions on carts, water, food, that sort of thing. Rope. Lots of rope, tar, feathers.
No, I won't ask. No, just something I'm not going to ask because I'm not there.
Hey, my cat made it down somehow. All right. all right. So back in the dinner engagement, let's go over to Sarah. The ladies are just talking about town gossip. The Creo's daughter, however, is just kind of standoffish, you know, rubbing her arm now and then. She's sipping a little bit of wine, but it really isn't engaging. She'll smile every once in a while when someone asks something, you know, very simple of her, but doesn't really engage in the conversation. You are trying to be, you know, you're brought in. It's like, oh, Miss Beauchamp, was it?
Yes, yes.
That's an interesting uniform. But you've got some great tales to tell. How are the men out that way?
Men, well, rugged, strong, very brave.
Well, I see there's no ring on that finger. They can't be all that brave.
No. There's no ring on that finger because, well, I had my military duties first and... All you know how people, when you're young, you want to travel and see the world. I just had to take a little delay on that. So,
Quentin's life is like, oh lordy, what I gave up to marry that man.
Miss Creo, what happened to your arm?
Oh, just a slight ache. I may have slept on it wrong.
Huh. You mind if I take a quick look?
She looks a little hesitant at first, but she allows you to look.
Okay. I'm going to take a quick look.
Just give me a medicine roll.
Okay. Where are you?
You'll never make it.
Wow.
Never make it.
17. You can clearly see the bruising on her shoulder. I mean, you can make out the outlines of four fingers and a thumb. Yeah, it looks like, yeah, that's pretty much someone just really roughly handled her.
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind my asking, who did this to you?
She looks at the other ladies in the room and, you know, her eyes get kind of wide for a moment. She's, oh, no, I just slept on it wrong. And she kind of looks at you with, like, really wide eyes and just slightly shakes her head.
All right. Well, we can discuss this in private a little later, but, young lady, I will get an answer from you.
Starts another round of gossip with the two older ladies who are attentively listening in but trying to act like they're not. All right.
Do the marks, like, do they look like around the size of, like, big hands, medium-sized hands?
Oh, it's a really wide hand, but kind of short, stubby fingers.
Does it look kind of like the short, stubby fingers that the guy, I'm blanking on his name, the guy with the steel eye would have?
Maybe. Yeah, he was kind of a short guy.
I don't know if he ever got his name.
Yeah, never offered a name. Everyone just calls him Steel Eye.
All right, Miss Creole, it's very simple. I will pull out a piece of paper from.
No. Don't make a fuss over it. It's fine. And she pulls her safe away from you and goes and engages.
I'm not making a. I won't make a fuss. I was just going to give you something for the pain.
Ooh, she turns back at that.
Drugs, you say?
Yes.
But, yeah, so after, you know, after we're done with the, you know, dessert and discussions and everything, we just, before I leave, we'll just have a little private consultation. I'll make sure you get something for the pain.
Oh, that'll be fine. She kind of itches her arm a little bit. Might you have any that laudanum? General store doesn't get it in that often, and she scratches her wrist a little bit there.
Uh-huh. Does she have, like, needle tracks on her arm?
Oh, no. Okay. That would be unladylike at this point in time. You just drink it straight from the bottle.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Okay. Maybe I might have a little here.
Yeah, well, she'll give you a smile at that, and Somebody breaks out a deck of cards, and it's like, oh, we've got just enough people for us. A little bit of, I think bridge had been invented by this point.
It's probably I think it's whist or
whist.
Euchre.
Yeah.
Mm.
So they'll sit down at a card table, and once again, you just continue with the gossip. Most of the gossip is not town gossip. These people don't live here. Well, except for, of course, the lady who does. So you're getting a lot of gossip from back east.
Ew.
Apparently they are born and raised out that direction, but, married, came out this way for opportunity. They like to summer there, go back. And so one has been there more recently than the other. So it's just kind of catching up with what's gone on.
Hmm. Okay.
So back in the library, we'll switch over there. Okay, mm-hmm. So uncomfortable chuckling from Creo. As y'all are enjoying his fine cigars.
Yes, I believe I understand what's happened with this watch. Unfortunately, it's a fairly bad tale, but it doesn't involve you. Except as an unfortunate victim.
No?
Yes.
Do you hand him back the watch, or are you keeping the
yep.
watch?
Yep.
Right, yeah, he puts it back in his pocket. Oh, Hank's a good man and do a lot of purchasing from him lately.
I've just got a few notes I want to check. I take out the piece of paper I prepared early and see if he reacts, or anyone else reacts.
Well, he looks at the... Okay, so Jameis had contacted me before the game. He's got those glyphs on the back of the paper so that he's, when he's looking at the one side, it's exposed to the person on the other side. And so, he's like, he's kind of tilting his head, kind of looking to see what's on the back of your paper, but he doesn't really react to it. Right. The guy's not making any notice at all. He's sitting down, enjoying his drink and his smoke.
Yes. It appears that, Hank and the Undertaker, whose name I can't remember either. Yes, we're involved in a bit of, grave robbing on the... Well, not even grave robbing before it even got to the graves. They were taking advantage of the fact that the articles were passing through their hands and they availed themselves of certain items.
Give me a notice roll.
I notice nothing. I refuse to notice anything. Eddie going to notice?
Yeah, Eddie too.
Someone.
In the room.
Yeah. I notice nothing.
Oh, wow. A 10. You notice lots of things. Eddie, let's roll for Eddie here. Let me take control of Eddie.
I can't. No one else.
I got it. It's all right.
Yeah.
Eddie, you have a D8 notice, and you end up rolling a 5. So both of you succeed, with Luke really succeeding. He kind of, his smile and his kind of dry chuckle doesn't really change. And he's like, you don't say. Bodies, huh? Smile.
Right.
Lee doesn't. He's not not even the least bit. This is not new news to him.
Yeah. Of course, you, as a fine, upstanding businessman, will know nothing about this. Of course.
He takes a big puff of cigar and says, "Well, I don't know what your business is in, my friend. Man's got man earns a living in this world, and as one businessman to supposedly another, let me tell you." There is a new dawn a-coming. And he smiles. And he says, it's like, one of the largest costs is labor. All those head of steer out there, hundreds and hundreds of head of steer need men to drive them, to water them, to keep them corralled, to fix fences. You know how much that costs in labor? Life's cheap, but labor gets expensive. That's one of my largest controllable expenses. Now, I ask you, and he kind of takes you over the shoulder, kind of companionably, as he kind of, takes a cigar and kind of wafts it in front of you. Imagine a workforce that not only do you not have to pay, but you don't have to feed, and they work tirelessly.
Yes.
Now, what man of business wouldn't want that?
It may be considered by some an unholy offense against nature.
Are you one of those Bible thumping believers? The guy who's sitting down kind of just chuckles at that too. Says, "Some of them are right rich though.
Yes, including Ms. Roundtree's father.
No?
Who had that their watch.
No, he wasn't really a witch. Oh, this is his watch, then.
Mm-hmm.
Now he tosses it to you. Well, now Caledonia's got the only good, decent store in town. I wouldn't want to cause too many problems with her. You know, I offered to buy that store from her several times. It's good to have a good, solid general store in the neighborhood. But, yeah, she's indeed. She's her own woman. I bear her no grudge, though. You take that back to her with my blessings.
Okay, well, thank you very kindly. But taking you haven't heard the latest news?
No? News?
Yes. My compatriots and I, we've bought the store.
Oh! Hell! He tops off your drink. He tops off Eddie's drink. My friend, seems we do have a bit of business to discuss then. Now, the only reason I really wanted to own that store is Caledonia there, she won't extend a man any credit. Well, at least not to me. I understand, and she's got her own morals and all. She extends a bit of credit to some of the farm folks here and there, but I expect that the fact that I've got a little money means that she's a little prejudiced to me. You know, and as I said, my monetary flow is a seasonal thing. You know, my friend here, you know, he buys from me once a year. And certain parts of the year, I'm more flush than others. And being the new owners and all, if we can come to an agreement, I'd be willing to pay a little interest, of course, on whatever credit you're willing to extend me. I'm a good buyer. Fence posts and barbed wire and lots of feed. Of course, my men folks shop there exclusively.
Yes, but you've already shown that you're willing to cut corners by taking certain liberties with life in order to keep the expenses down.
Oh, how so? I treat my men well. He pulls a cigar out of his mouth. You can go and ask any man on that field out there if they'd rather work anywhere else.
Well, the one's capable of talking anyway.
And one of the guys, the guy in the chair... he chuckles and says, he's got you there. Most of the men couldn't get employment anywhere else, given their histories. Creo says, well, I believe in giving man a second chance. Just because they served a little time, done a few bad deeds in the past, ain't no reason not to employ him.
Couldn't we even arrange a signal for shoot this guy dead?
Prejudice. That's what this whole world is. Prejudice against the rich, prejudice against those people that have done some wrong in their past, and ain't not a forgiving body out there. The whole damn town, the whole damn lot of them are like that.
And what of the demon in the lake?
Demon in the... What's a... I'm going to use the same notice roll. Yeah, this is like, you took a sudden left turn out of me here. He's like, what's a what? What?
You've got boys demon. Coming in. You've got boys coming back here from the dead working for you, right? Yeah,
I buy them wholesale. I get a break when I buy 20 or more at a time.
Yeah, how do you think that happens?
Oh, Hank never went into it. He's got some hoodoo man, spells him up.
Yeah, and there's a demon in the lake is what helps. The hoodoo man ain't been here for a while, and Hank's still able to supply.
Yeah, hoodoo man's around, and Hank gets fresh supplies about every week.
Is he? Where is he? So I don't think we ever found out
Hank's
where he was.
Hank's the one deals with him.
Of course, that'll be tricky now that Hank's dead.
Hank's dead?
Yeah. You really aren't coming up too well with the news, are you?
Well, I haven't been in town for,
a day.
Just a short stop. I had to retrieve my daughter. He grumbles at that. But I didn't stick around for any hearsay and tongue waggling. Oh, well, that puts a crimp on things. I said, well, I guess I got to make sure I... he strokes his chin. Wonder if I can find them by you gentlemen. Maybe I can cut out the middleman. Well, yeah, he's already been cut out, ain't he? Slaps Ralph on the back. How'd he die?
Badly, I think is the way it was. Stagecoach accident.
Owner of a stagecoach dies in a stagecoach accident. Slaps his leg. Well, if there is Dill Lord out there, he's certainly got a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. about so many things.
Well, that is a problem, though. I suppose I can get some of my boys out to scour the countryside. I know those bayou folks still around here somewhere. Hank said they got a camp and move around a little bit. Damn, and I paid extra for that maintenance contract, too. Burns my hide. Stagecoach accident. Luke just sitting there, just looking.
Amused entirely, utterly thrown by all this.
What's Eddie doing?
Eddie's enjoying as much liquor as he can.
It's good, good liquor.
As many cigars as he can, laughing when he can.
Yes.
And just enjoying
this. This guy might be an ass, but he's got a fine taste in liquor and smokes.
Yeah, well, be an ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, now, my friend, I see this is kind of distasteful for you, but I tell you, to be a businessman in this world today, you got to cut as many corners as you can. You got to pinch every penny. But I see you're a smart one. And he lights up another cigar, offers you another one.
How many is he going through at a time?
Well, that one he was smoking had started, you know, a while back. So,
yeah.
So let's talk business then. You are the proud new owner of Caledonia's store. You going to change the name, by the way?
No, we're what you call silent partners. Silent managers.
Something catchy, I was thinking. Bring some new life to that town. What do you think of Luke Mart?
You can hear Sarah whispering in your ear, don't do it.
You need a minute for me to cut, or you have some?
Yeah, you go ahead and cut. I got nothing at the moment.
Okay.
Sarah?
Okay. So I'm going to chit-chat with the ladies a bit, and I'm going to ask them, well, have you heard the latest of what's going around town?
The two older women seem very interested. Creo's daughter she's playing her hand of cards, but she's looking very disinterested in the conversation.
Yes, well, there's a couple of things going on. Well, I dug up the graveyard today.
What?
Yeah. It seems that the Undertaker was, basically robbing the bodies. Town.
They both break out some fans from Shan Fan and start to cooling themselves down. It's like, no, I've never heard such a thing.
Completely what? Unprecedented.
Quentin's life said, I heard about them, what do you call them, cannibals. This is a red man problem, isn't it? They got engines in there.
No.
Cannibal engines.
No, it is not a red man problem. Apparently there's some hoodoo men around here that looks like they were selling the bodies. The Undertaker was selling the bodies to the hoodoo guys. Hoodoo men. Broke open a bunch of caskets. There was nothing but hay and stones and sand.
That's truly distasteful.
It's truly distasteful. And what's worse, mementos that were buried with people, they're all missing as well. Some of them have shown up, you know, being put up for sale.
Give me a notice roll.
Okay, give you a notice roll. Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah. When you say that, Creo's daughter touches the necklace on her neck, starts fingering a little bit, and she looks a little distressed.
Huh. Oh, you've heard of this, huh?
What? No. She's obviously lying.
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, the town folk are in quite rare stir right now. They are looking to find who's behind it. And, you know, I heard some talk of tar and feathers. Even heard some talk of lynching.
She gets really upset. You see tears coming to her eyes, and she gets up and starts to quickly head for the door.
I will get up and quickly cut her off. And it's like, Miss Creo, if you know anything about this, it is actually in your best interest to tell everyone up front so that, you know, there should be no secrets, no lies going around. If you know,
persuasion roll. As you're talking, the two old ladies, since you guys got up and went towards the door, they're craning over their teacups and really straining to hear what you're talking about. Persuasion of 9. That's pretty good. Pretty good. She's pretty charismatic herself. Well, let's see what she's got going here. All right. No, she looks at you and evidently frightened in her face, and she says, "My father's done something awful."
Oh, Miss Creel, please tell me what has he done?
She's shaking her head. The tears are flying, and she's still kind of talking low. And she says, "There ain't gonna be a town in the morning. There ain't gonna be a town."
What do you mean there ain't gonna be a town? Well, I just bought the general store.
They're like almost out of their seats now, leaning forward, ears first. What's going on? Them dead folks you talking about?
Yes.
Them dead folks? My father bought hundreds of them. Hundreds of them. He let them out last night. He said they're going to take that town apart tonight.
Oh, no. No. Oh, no.
I know what tinnitus we need to do, but I don't know anything about it. Right. No.
Why would he do something so heinous?
Because I love the boy. Yeah, and Richard's just written down, "Are we playing Deadlands or Dynasty?" A little bit of both, Richard. A little bit of both.
I thought it was kind of Dallas-y.
Dallas, yes. Yeah, Creo and whatever that guy's name, and the main rancher guy or oil guy. Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
All right, now we're going to cut to Richard. All right, Richard. You're about an hour out from Creo's farm now. A little time displacement thing going on here. So you've been on the march for a good solid hour. And there's some murmuring going through the crowd.
Oh, it is a long way.
You're catching bits and pieces of people saying, "Hey, where'd Jeremiah go? Anyone seen Conley? Where's Richard?"
I'm right here.
The groups come to a stop, and people are kind of, you know, they're kind of putting their, you know, torches high in the air, and they're kind of breaking up a little bit, calling out into, calling out into the night for these people that are missing. And then the screaming starts.
Now, when you said mess better, we were assuming against Creo.
Yes, you were.
Now, fortunately, I don't think any of the zombies have any sort of mass battle knowledge, so this will just be
death. Slaughter.
On one side or the other. I cover myself in the brains of my friends and hope that they mistake me for a zombie.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to make a generalized fear check here.
They're just zombies.
Yes, they're just the undead abominations, which are probably your friends. Yeah. And of course, no sort of terror at all.
All right. Let's see.
Although, given that it's a small town, there's probably been a lot of feuding, so it might go, "Ha! Gonna kill you again!
You darn McCoys, you won't stay dead. Well." Yeah, there's mass panic. People start screaming and breaking up. Running all over the place. In the torchlight, you see bits and pieces of the corpses rising up from behind rocks, pulling themselves out from the dry earth beneath them, dropping from trees above onto your
ranks.
When
do you have time to bury everybody in this place? Well, never mind.
All right, so yeah, you're in the middle of this, Richard. Well, immediately, what's going to happen here is your two commanders are going to try and take charge here. I'm going to give them a knowledge battle roll to try and get a little bit of composure back to your ranks. You have lost a die and people running away frightened so far.
A die?
Or a token.
Right, okay.
A token, yes. Let's see what we can do here. Oh, wow! Yeah, your sheriff has found his spine as, you know, he shoots a few of these things in the head, you know, blowing their heads off, and there he's lay twitching on the ground. He starts screaming out, "You can kill him! Go for the head!" Amanda's go blazing off with her shotgun as well, and this seems to, you know, people who are already kind of pissed and taking up arms, it's kind of override some of the fright. So you're back in the game.
Wimatoko's at last.
Yeah, really. She's got two axes out. charges into the fray. So yes, you you actually are now in a mass battle with a different force.
not the one we were expecting. Eh? Well, at least we're far enough away from the farm that they're not going to stampede the cattle on us. That was the only problem I was really contemplating. But, hey,
I was planning on doing the other way around.
Yeah, I don't think we would have had a chance to.
I wouldn't have been in the speedwagon. I would have had a chance.
Anyway.
All right. So let's Richard digest that for a moment. We'll flash back. All right, so who wants the next scene? Sarah, Luke, Eddie?
I'll jump in if everyone else is.
All right, sure.
Okay. I'm going to just raise the stakes if I end up jumping in. So.
Okay.
All right, yeah,
so
she's like...
So
she's just confided in you.
Okay, and you said your father bought hundreds of these?
And he's playing. Of them.
And he's planning on attacking the town tonight?
It's already happened. He put them out last night, and somehow he's able to control them, told them to hide and to come out tonight and to attack the village.
Do you know how many people are going to die over this?
Yeah, she starts bawling, and she holds her stomach. And she says, I do. I couldn't stop him. And she, you know, she looks at her shoulder for trying it. This man there threw me in a closet and spent all day there.
Steel eye.
She nods.
He seems to enjoy smacking women around a little too much for his own good.
As soon as you say that, he's standing in the doorway.
Is old Mr. Steel Eye.
Gun pointed directly between your eyes. He says, yeah, and I'm about to do some more.
Okay, now we have a cutscene, don't we?
yeah, we can go to a cutscene now.
Okay.
All right. Luke and Eddie.
Sharon, I do have the payback card, which is play on an opposing wild card, gives you attack and damage +2. yeah, it's the only thing I can do at this point is to raise the stakes, to be honest. But things that there's so much I don't know about, I'm going to raise the stakes about the entirely wrong thing.
Could be. So what about it? I can come to some equitable decision, I'm sure. Maybe I can make a larger payment at the beginning of the summer.
I'm tempted. As a businessman, you know, I got to respect that. You've got a good thing going on here. There's just one small problem I have. And that's I don't respect a man who's willing to beat up his daughter.
Oh, that's nice.
As I said, raise the stakes in the wrong way.
All right. Okay, yeah, he looks at you a little coldly with that. And he says, if there's one thing that I can't stand, it's an incompetent businessman. If there's two things I can't stand, it's a woman who don't know her place. And he reaches behind him.
There's a shooting going on. I don't think anyone's surprised.
And he just grasps basically a bell pull, yanks on it, says, I do believe our conversation here is finished, Mr. Villeneuve.
Mm-hmm. I do believe it is.
You get over your high horse, perhaps we can do business in the future. But I'll bid you a good evening. And standing out in front of the library are four men. Just kind of waiting.
Well, we'll start heading on out.
Yeah. I'll stand up and grab a couple of cigars on the way.
Oh, actually, when you do that, Creo looks at you and kind of a little quieter since Luke got up first and started walking. He says, maybe we can cut a deal, young man. You seem to like the finer things in life. You come and see me when your uptight friend isn't around.
Oh, I'll definitely be around. We'll see each other again.
Yes, indeed. Takes a
nod to him, smile.
All right.
I want to make sure I can get to my gun easily.
Oh, yeah. No one took your gun or even made any mention of you having it.
Yeah.
Everyone else in the house seems to have it. All right. So the guys don't touch you or anything. They're actually...
I'm just going to say, so where's Dr. Beauchamp then?
One of the guys says, I'll go retrieve her. She's talking with the ladies. Let's cut to Dr. Beauchamp, as what may happen next may influence
of you. Yeah.
All right, Sarah. Okay, let's go ahead and initiate here.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun,
dun.
All right, give me a second. Let me just make a little tracker for just you and Steel Eye here.
Parry 15, toughness 70.
Oh, come on. Oh, there he is.
Really? Huh. Oh, Joker.
Joker. All right, Sarah. You can act first. He does have a gun out and pointed at you. He's standing just in the open door so the two ladies behind you can't really see what's going on because he's short.
He's short. Okay, and you see...
And between you and him is Creo's daughter.
You know, This might be...
This is not necessarily combat. I'm just doing this to see, you know, in case you wanted to try and get a jump on him or something. You still get...
I'm going to go look out, push Creo's daughter out of the way, and basically dive at this guy's knees.
Okay. That's a long way down.
That sounds like two actions to me. You're trying to get Creo's daughter out of the way and attack him. So you're going to be, what is
it's
it?
Minus, Joker.
What is it, a minus two to both actions when you do an extra action?
Yes, a minus two additional action.
Right. All right. So to each, is each action or just to the second action?
To each action.
Each action. Okay.
But for each action.
Joker. Meaning that you do get your plus two.
Okay.
So the first action is to get her out of the way. I'm going to say that's probably you're kind of bodily pushing her out of the way, so that's kind of a strength roll.
Okay.
Just well, it's not me then.
But, you know, she's kind of a – she's not very big. So just make a strength roll there. We'll see how you do with that. Your Joker will negate the minus two, so that's enough. Four is good.
Okay.
Small woman. You push her out of the way. Now let's see if you're able to attack him, which is going to be a fighting roll.
Okay. Fighting. I have fighting.
It's not shooting. It's fighting. Yeah, not good. Terrible.
Seven. All right. His parry...
is a six. Or is that a five?
It's five. Yeah. So, you're able to... tackle him to the ground. You can go ahead and do some strength damage if you're, you know, as he's, you know, bounces off the ground a little bit there.
So that's another strength roll?
Just roll your strength die.
Not the D6, though, just the strength die.
Just the strength die, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It does still, what's name, but it doesn't...
It'll ace, you don't get a wild.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So just, you know, toss out the die that your strength is. 6 points is, actually equal to his toughness. It does shake him. All right. So.
And then my last action is
you only get two.
I can't yell Eddie.
Yeah, you can talk. Yeah, you can talk for free. So you can shout out Eddie. So you Eddie. Guys will be in the hallway and you just asked, "Where's Sarah?" and you hear her yell out, "Eddie?" So I'll let you guys come in on the initiative on the next round.
That's right. Call for Luke. No, no, no. You call for Freddy.
Exactly.
All right. Well, to be fair, I would call Freddy too. I would call Freddy too.
I call for Luke when I need a driver. I call for Eddie when I need a bruiser.
Those abominations got to stick together. I don't care about us humans.
All right. Okay, he's going to be just unshaken. I'm not going to spend chips on him yet. So he does unshake, but not enough to
give you. It's a wild card.
Yeah.
Well, Bert gets chips anyway. He might be a wild card. He might not.
Yeah, true. I reckon him and Creo are probably wild cards. But we'll find out when we kill them, or not.
I'm safely hidden away from that steel-eyed person, surrounded by all these zombies. You'll never get up beat.
Ignore the roll that I'm making. I just need to test something here.
No, we'll take it.
All right. Okay, new initiative. Luke, you can go first.
I run towards the direction that Sarah was calling from.
Okay, you're going to have to get through the cowpokes that are here. Well,
yep.
It really isn't.
Well, agility probably. Agility roll.
Yeah,
would be
an agility roll would do it. Because you're taking them by surprise.
And nothing exciting.
Actually, I need to add them to the tracker too, but they won't react this round other than to try and stop you to move. Give me just a second. I'll put them at the end, but they won't really get an action this turn other than to try and stop you from moving. All right, opposed agility roll.
Oh, dear.
No, you make it, yeah. He grabs for you as you bolt for it, but yeah, that will be your action getting there
this turn. No, that's fair. That's fair.
Sarah, you've knocked him to the ground. He's still fighting you, though. He still has his gun in his hand.
I want to knock the gun away from him.
Okay, that sounds like a strength roll.
Okay.
Opposed. No, you kick his hand. He hangs on to it really tight, though. All right, his turn. Unfortunately, Sarah, he's going to shoot you.
Dodge?
No, but you do use your parry instead of just a forward with the vol.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I think that beat your parry.
That's
actually going to be an extra damage. And unfortunately for you, he actually doubles his damage.
You've got that erase all wounds for the scene, right?
You want to play a card before I roll this? You got anything?
No, it's after the roll. It's after the wounds.
And I got to roll an additional d6 after I roll this, so give me a second here. It's 6, 7 doubled. It's going to be 14 points of damage. What's your toughness?
My toughness is 6.
6, so 6, 10, 14. So that is 2 raises. So that is going to be that's stunned and...
2 wounds.
2 wounds, yep.
Can I play a card instead?
What card did you have that might help?
Better You Than Me.
All right, read it out to me.
Play when your hero has been hit by an attack and there's an adjacent character. The other character suffers the attack instead.
Hey,
maybe point.
Yes, but it's not going to be Luke. It's going to be his daughter.
I know.
Yep.
If you're going to play a card, I have Lucky Break. Play this card to completely negate the damage from one attack instead. Which would be better than pushing pregnant daughter in the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, what do you... Okay,
give me something that you want to get rid of.
Well, give him the Epiphany card, because that might still come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just in case. There's your one. So, yeah, perhaps it bounces off of the medical kit that you had with you. Maybe you had an extra thick pad of prescription papers in there or something.
That's perfect. You knock his shot aside, and it looks like it's lined up right on her head, but your medical bag was in your hand, and it catches the bullet. And you hear a few things in there shatter and break.
Not the lawn, though.
Uh,
Eddie, it is your turn. You're going to have to dodge past these guys to get to them, or you can just attack these guys.
I want to dodge past those guys.
All right.
Where'd it go, then?
It's still on your character sheet, I assume.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's on the screen. It was played. It's okay. It's good.
Right.
No. I tried to pass Young Epiphany, and I'm not sure where the card landed.
Is it on your sheet, Young?
No.
And it's not on mine anymore.
Is it on my sheet?
Check. It might have.
Well, look.
Nope. It went somewhere. Well, you've got the Epiphany card.
All right.
Yeah. No big deal. Yeah, you know, it's still on your sheet. I'm going to hand it over to Luke.
Nope. No, to Young.
Oh, Young, sorry.
I'm not even seeing it. Okay.
Yeah, I got it. We got it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay!
Okay, Eddie, so you're going to try and dodge past them.
Yes.
All right, so it's going to be contested agility rolls. You rolled 5. Do you want to chip it or not?
Yes, I want to chip it.
All right. You've got blue and red chips. You can use the red as a white and just re-roll it. Or you can...
I will point out that they did suck in their agility roll, but they have probably got a better die than you. But they did suck when they tried to stop me. So it's up to you.
Yeah, up to you. Yeah, you don't need to spend it, but if you are, you need to declare it before I roll.
No, I'll just try and go through.
Okay. You'll take the 5 agility then. Oh, as the cat knocks down my microphone. Can you guys hear me?
Yep, still hear you.
Okay, good.
Ew.
Yeah. All right, their agility roll.
Quiet, dragon.
Nope. You are stopped as basically they lay hands on you, keeping you from going forward. And as I said, I'm not going to give them a turn this round other than just to try and stop you guys. So we will go to the next round of card dealing. And they go first with the Joker.
Wow.
Okay. Luke got away. I'm going to say one guy is going to go after Luke. The other three are basically going to try and beat you into submission. Eddie.
go for it.
All right, so, here we go. 3 guys coming at you. First one, fighting roll, miss. Second one, fighting roll, miss. Third one, fighting roll, miss. Pretty ineffectual. Actually, even with the +2, the best is 5, your parry is 6. So, no. Yeah, they completely miss. Luke. Okay, so you're...
Well, no, there's one going for me.
Oh, that's right. One going for you. He's basically going to try and tackle you, fighting roll. Nope. But he is on you.
My parry is a 6, so he didn't get there.
So, Luke, you get just to the doorway when the guy, hits you from behind, misses. And in the room, you can see that Sarah is on the floor with Steel Eye. Steel Eye's got a gun out. It's kind of wide off the mark right now, but they're kind of fighting. Down on the floor there. What are you doing, Luke?
I am going to completely ineffectually, given my history, stomp on Steel Eye's head.
Try and stomp on Steel Eye's head. Okay.
Yes.
Give me a fighting roll. Now, okay, he's not tackled. Sarah's not, holding him down, so he's still got his full.
Does it count
probably
as
probably -2 because he's prone.
Does it count as a targeted thing?
No, you're just... or are you trying specifically for his head? If so, then yes.
Yeah, okay, I'll try specifically for his head. So then that's a -2, that's a -4.
But a +2 because he's prone.
Okay, so it just negates itself?
Well, no, you're still at a -2. It's a -4 for head. And he's
Right, okay.
Yeah, so you're still at a -2.
And he's a small guy, too, so that's going to get you trouble. No.
Yeah, you're going to miss. You stomp down, and he...
I'm going to throw a white chip on this, because, I've got white chips. And do a little bit better, but still... Yes, I beat his parry. Woohoo!
His parry is... A 5. You beat it. Okay, do some damage. Head does extra damage.
Yeah, what is it?
+4.
+4 damage.
Stab on his face!
Okay,
stab on his face!
It's a strength.
D4 +4. I watched it roll a one. Don't even.
Well, eight. Take. It stuns him. Oh wait, no, you haven't rolled yet. So
no, 3, 4, so 7.
7. So his toughness is 6. So yes, he is stunned.
Yep. Woohoo! Stunning. Oof. Yeah. In the face,
Eddie. So there are three guys that are, you know, taking swings at you. They seem to be getting more in their own way than hitting you, but there are three guys here. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you?
Well, first I have to unmute myself.
Yes.
And then I want to get past these jokers.
So you still want to try and pull past them? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you an agility roll, but since they're all aware of it, they're all three of them gonna have to make a dive for you. So go ahead.
Well, no, you go ahead.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he had to roll for that. Okay, well, you have a 6, so they're going to try and stop you here.
Are you happy with the 6?
No. Yes, so one guy does.
No, that's yes, yes, and yes, because they're jokers.
Oh, they're jokers, aren't they? Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you are stopped from making any forward progress there. Steel Eye will try and unshake first, naturally, like with his spirit roll. He does with a raise. He
ooh,
can act.
Ooh, a 20. Ooh, ow. What a good time for 20, though.
Yep.
Better than some other time for 20.
So yeah, he aims straight up to your crotch, Luke, and pulls the trigger.
I get killed. I die.
He's not actually making an aim shot, though. It's just, just how you're standing.
It doesn't matter. He's going to hit me and I'm going to die.
6. Maybe not yes. Close enough that your parry would count. Is it higher than 6. Your parry? It is a 6, so it hits.
Yep. Right,
but not a raise, but double the damage, which is 12.
So it's a hit and a wound. Okay. Boom. I'm going to take it. I'm not going to.
You're not going to do a vigor roll? Yep.
Sure, I'll do a vigor roll.
Throw out a chip there make a vigor roll. 8?
Yep.
Oh, you're fine then.
Blink, blink.
And not even shaking. Yep. Didn't quite hit your, maybe it did hit your nards, but you got this big buckle right there. Bounces off the buckle. Sarah, what are you doing? You guys are still wrestling around the ground. Neither one of you tried to stand up yet.
Nope. I'm going to get the gun away from him if I have to break his wrist to do it.
All right. Well, it's a post-strength roll. He's not all that strong, really. Go ahead. Don't know how strong you are. But...
Everyone's stronger than me. I know that.
Oh,
yep.
Nice roll, a 10. Okay. He's got a 5. I will...
You're getting a raise.
8 chips.
Okay.
Spend 8 chip to re-roll that.
Dun, 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 dun.
Still a 6.
The raise. Up to you.
7, 8, 10.
Why are you rolling spirit, by the way?
Oh, I'm rolling spirit. You're right. It's same die as... No, it's not okay. Same die as strength. Actually, ooh. No, it's not. Oh, so in which case, since I made that error, I'm just going to say it works, since it's a lower die anyway. So I don't want to re-roll and get something higher. You know? All right, yeah, so you wrestle the gun out of his hand. Now, you don't have the control of it. You just get it out of his hand, okay?
Yep, that's it. That's what I wanted to do. He can't take any more shots.
That sounds good. And you get the next action, so...
Ooh.
Okay. I want to get the gun out of his hand, and then I want to actually... punch him in the face.
Alright. Go ahead. Punch him in the face.
Cold shot or just a punch?
Just a good hard punch.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's going to be fighting?
It's fighting, yes. It's his parry of 5.
Where are you?
You're a shooting person and you've got a gun. Why are you fighting?
Yeah, so
I'm going to chip that.
Sure. Throw a chip out.
And I'm going to re-roll that. Mm-hmm.
6 is equal to is better than his parry, so do your strength damage. Unfortunately, I don't know that you're strong enough to get through his toughness unless you do really well on the damage.
She might do really well on the damage.
She might.
Okay. It's just my strength?
Just your strength, yep. 7. Yep. Hey, actually, you stun him. He's not expecting that. Right crossed. Right across the jawline. Luke, you still got one guy behind you. Steel Eye still on the floor. Just took a big belt by Sarah to the face.
Yeah. What I'm tempted to do was suggested by Richard, so it didn't occur to me. So I am going to do something extra stupid because it involves my strength again. Grab the guy behind me and throw him on Steel Eye.
Two actions.
Yeah, I told you it was stupid.
And then launch him. Yep.
Yes, minus, told you it was stupid.
Minus 2 to each. Grabbing the guy is a
fighting
roll.
Dun, dun. I failed to grab him. Yep, I failed to grab him.
Which negates your second action. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Steel Eye, he keeps getting shaken. He's going to try to unshake. Natural-like, and he does with a raise. A 9. All right, yeah, he looks at you, and you just punched him in the face. He's like, why, you little... And, yeah, just belts you right in the lip. not going for a specific area, just punching you.
I'll straighten the gunman's clothes. Oh, how you doing?
He's really not much smarter or much stronger than you are. He's actually a little weak on this end. What is your parry?
6.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get. You don't want to take that from a woman. He's gonna reroll that. Here's Chip. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's a hit with the face.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Yep.
Okay.
Right across the face. 5, 6, 8 points. What's your toughness?
My toughness is a 6.
So Ed is stunned.
Stunned. Shaken.
I marked you. Eddie, you're still in this group. They're dragging you back. Every time you try to get away, they drag you back. A lot like having a collar on you. Makes you a little edgy, Eddie. Makes you a little edgy.
Oh, I bet it does.
Eddie!
I want to chip the heck out of this and get past these guys.
So you're going to try and break 3 again?
Yes, I'll throw as many chips as I can.
Well, your agility roll is good this time with a 7. You may make it just normal trying to get past them. Let's see. Miss. Oh, no. Last guy got a 10. You know what? I'm sorry. I should have given you the choice to chip that higher if you wanted to, and I didn't. So my bad, and I'll let you get out. So, yeah, you'll be right behind Luke and the guy that's behind him, all right?
Okay.
All right, so first of all, Luke, he's...
I tidied his clothes for him, pat him down a bit, you know, brushed his dust off.
Pretty much. And in retaliation, he's going to quick draw and shoot you in the back. In the front.
The front? Yeah. I turned around to pour him down.
4 hits.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it's parry. You're right. He's close range.
If we're close enough for me doing that.
No, you're right. Yeah. So it goes wide. Shot goes wide.
Not to mention he's on a -2 because, does he have quick draw?
He does. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for him. Good for him.
The guy on you, Eddie, is, yeah, screw it. He, there's already been gunshots going off. He draws and fires as well. He's also going to be considered to be close range. So 5 hits, but your parry is 6. So he's going to miss anyway. The other two guys, however, are not close. They're both going to shoot you, Eddie.
Or possibly your friend, either way.
Second one hits with a raise.
Wow.
Yep.
He doesn't get any cover from the fact that he got a guy right between him and the guy shooting?
Not really. It's a wide hallway.
Okay. That's fine. Just good.
Actually, you see, the one guy that's on him in melee, if I had rolled the 1, it would count as the bystander rules. But
yep. You didn't. Yep, but you didn't. So you shot him.
So the regular shot will do 12 points of damage.
Ouch.
Eddie's toughness is 6.
6.
So hitting a wound. Shaken and a wound. Eddie, shaken.
Do you want to vigor that now, Eddie, or wait?
You could spend a chip to roll the vigor roll and try to get rid of your wounds, or you can take it. Are you there, Chris? Hey, Chris.
Yeah, okay. I was talking away.
All right.
I want to spend a chip on that.
All right, I'm going to spend a chip. Spend a red one since that'll... Those are the bad ones. All right, vigor roll for you. You get a 6. So yeah, you're still shaken, but you got rid of a wound.
No, if you get rid of all your wounds, you're not shaken.
You're not shaken. You're right.
Yeah. Yep,
there we go. And now the second gunman.
Got a raise.
Got a raise, so there's an extra bullet coming at you, and it's
3-1.
+2 to this roll. So it's 11 points. Toughness is 6. Same thing. It is shaken and a wound. Do you want to make a vigor roll on this?
Yes.
You also have a choice. You could play the card, which is, hey, when you take damage, play it to make somebody standing next to take it instead. Because somebody's got that card. You could spin the guy who's in your way into the bullet, putting him down.
I can give you that card, I think. Yes.
Sure.
Right, you like just that. Toss the card on the table, and then I'll pass something from Eddie to you in just a minute here. In which case, that bullet will kill the guy that you spin around. He takes the shot to the head, goes down. We'll say that was the guy that was right next to you in melee. So
that makes sense.
And your turn, Eddie.
Since they shot at me, I'm going to draw my weapon and blow them away.
All right. Sarah, I've passed you second wind. All right, Eddie, you're going to take a shot.
Oh, I already have second wind.
No, I'm passing that to Sarah. You traded cards.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to take a shot at one of the two guys that are behind you now.
Yeah, I'm going to do the hip shooting with the right hand of the devil. And, you know, the Colts are my legendary weapon or my trademark weapon. So
all right, so it's a 3. Does
No, he's doing multiple shots at the two guys, 3 on each of them. He's blowing them away with his fanning the hammer.
Yes.
Gotcha. But I'm trying to see if he's got any bonuses that will go on top of his shooting.
Yeah. +2, yeah. as he listed off there. He's got improved trademark weapon, which is the +2, and standard.
Probably got marksman as well.
Yeah.
If he's not going to move.
Yeah. So he's going to do 3 shots into each of them. So that's the first one is going to hit. Second one hits with a raise. So we'll solve these first. So the first 3 bullets hit, and I think even on average damage, that's going to kill him, so I'm not going to bother to roll. All right, so that's the first. And let's see, the next 3 bullets. He's going to hit. Hit and raise. Hit and raise, yeah. So, yeah, you just emptied your gun, but the 2 other guys go down.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Yeah, you've got speed load as a skill, so.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Trademark weapon gives me a plus, and right hand of the devil gives me a plus. Do those 2 stack?
Yes, because the trademark weapon is tied to the weapon, not to you. No, that's not true.
Right hand of the devil gives you a +2 damage, not to hit.
Oh, okay.
Trademark gives you a +1 to your shooting roll. And then I gave you another +1 because you had the gunsmith do a modification for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you've got marksman for +2.
Okay.
As long as you don't move.
Yeah, which he didn't.
Right.
All right, so the one remaining gunman is the one that's on you, Luke, and he's going to take another shot at you.
Yep.
He's going to miss because he's in close range still. Your turn, Luke. Yep.
Well, okay, what I'm going to try and do is tackle this guy to the side to clear the way for Eddie to come in next time and do some damage.
Okay.
Yeah, that's intention.
You can choose strength or agility for that because you can't.
I'll choose agility because there's no way I'd ever choose strength.
He's actually more agile than he is strong, too, so he will.
We'll edge all off.
Yep. Oh, wow. Nice roll.
Screw you.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I don't know why they rolled twice, but either one, no. So you clear the area for Eddie to get through. Sarah, you are shaken. You need to make a spirit roll to become unshaken or spend a ship. Either one. You can roll first and then decide, of course.
I'm going to... Spirit. I'm going to take the spirit roll.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. That would make you unshaken, but you still can't take an action. If you're fine with that...
Can I spend a chip to... take an action.
Yeah, you can just remove the shaken status with your chip. That's fine. That will give you your action.
Okay, so there's my chip. You already removed it?
Sure did. Go ahead.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Floor with steel eye.
Still on the floor. Okay. How hard would it be to either grab his gun and shoot him or grab my Derringer and shoot him?
His gun got knocked away. If you want to draw your gun, unless you got quick draw, it's two actions.
No, okay, then I'm grappling. I'm going to keep pummeling him then.
Yeah, punch him some more.
Yeah.
That's just a negative two to your action this round if you want to shoot, draw, and shoot. That's all it is. You can do 100 different actions in a single turn if you want it.
Okay, then I'm going to try to draw and shoot then.
Mm-hmm. Draw and shoot.
So it's a shooting roll at negative two, or if you've got marksman, then...
I don't know. Would it count as marksman giving you grappling on the ground?
Let's see. If he does not move in a turn, he fires. He took the aim maneuver. Not grappled. You can't really do that while you're grappled on the ground.
Okay.
No, that's fair. I'm not going
to. I was asking. Okay.
So it's at minus.
So you just have to shoot him with minus two. Will Sarah finally miss?
Yes.
And yes. Ken, I'm going to chip that again.
Chip it?
Right. I'm going to chip it. Let's see, wait. You've red gives me a...
got to beat a five.
Yeah, red gives me a
five. Red gives you a plus d6, but it also gives the GM another chip. So that would do it.
Or you could use it as a reroll.
Yeah.
I'm just... Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use the red chip. I'm going to give myself the plus d6.
Okay. Well, it does it.
Yeah, so it's a six. So that's
a
hit.
And roll your damage.
Okay.
Woo, nice.
Plus two because I have right hand of the devil.
So that's 12.
It's just a 10. Right hand of the devil is your shotgun.
It's
tied to the weapon.
It's tied to the weapon.
Yeah. If someone else picks up that weapon, it still works for them too.
Okay.
So it's a 10. He has a toughness of 6. So that is...
That's a wound.
That's a wound. Shaken and wounded. He's going to make a vigor roll. Have a chip. To the table. And
that will end against the chip you just got.
No!
Yes, finally!
Yeah, so he is shaken and with a wound.
Yeah. About damn time we actually got a wound in here.
All right, his turn. He will try to be unshaken. He does so, but you know what? I want to act, so I'm spending a chip.
All right.
And he is going to pull out his boot knife and gut you with it. So he is minus two because he's performing another action, and he does not have quick draw on his knife.
Oh, is quick draw tied to a particular type of thing?
It is. It is tied to a weapon.
Did not know that.
So fight and roll, minus two. A three... let's see. I can't spend chips to do a plus d6, so
nope.
I'm just going to miss. Yeah, I'm just going to miss. Actually, I was minus another one because of my wound. Actually, no, it didn't calculate it. So yeah, I would still be minus one. Steel Eye goes first though with the jack next round. So now he is not minus two, but he is minus one with a wound, and he's going to stab you again, Sarah. That's going to hit. That's going to hit a lot. 21. All right. So that's extra damage.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
Yeah, but I think does it not say for quick draw that you have to say which weapon it is, whether it's a gun or something else? It does not?
No. All right. No, not in the description I'm reading.
All right, so 8 points of damage. What is your toughness?
It is a six.
Six.
Shaken.
Right, so shaken.
Okay.
That is yours. All right. And Eddie. There's still one guy here battling it out with Luke, but on the ground is, you see the scene where Sarah is still on top of Steel Eye. Apparently he likes that position. But he's got a knife out, and he's just put a big wide slash across Sarah's gut.
I have moved the gunman out of the way, so you've got a clear path.
Yeah, you got a clear path.
Yeah. I want to go right up to Steel Eye and put one gun barrel on his Steel Eye, one gun on the other.
He's not held, okay? Just so you know, he is not held. He can still move. You're only going to get a +2 for him being prone. So if you're going to call specific shots like that, you're going to get the minuses for it.
Yeah, I'll call those shots.
All right. I is like what? A minus? It's more than just a head if you're going for a small area.
At least -6 or -8.
I'm going to call it a 6. I don't want to look it up just yet. So you're -6 for that in your... Let's see, +2, +3. So you're going to be a net -3. You're using your quick reload, I guess, because you're empty.
Right. Speed load, yep.
Speed load, is that free?
Reload as a free action.
Do-do-do-do. Yep, ignoring the -2 normal penalty. All right, no problem. So, yeah, we're going to make your roll at a minus... What did I say? He's got a +2, +4, so the -2.
Well, I want to go up there and point him at him. I don't really want to shoot him right now.
Oh, then that's not... Okay, that's not your action, then. What is your action? What are you trying to do? Pointing at him is not going to do anything because he can move. Like I said, he's not held still.
Right, well, I want to go up there and...
Intimidate?
Yeah, I basically intimidate. An
intimidation roll? Sure.
Yeah, and, right. You know, tell him, you know, I want to eat you, and go ahead and make my day.
All right, so you're going to make an intimidation roll is what it sounds like. Because once again, remember, he is not held, so, yeah, he can still move around. Intimidation, you roll quite well, a 12.
Ooh, I'm intimidated.
Let's see, from a spirit roll. Seven, huh?
Chip it?
Well, intimidation doesn't necessarily mean he's going to back down. It just means that he's going to be penalties if he wishes to continue. You know what? I will spend one chip on this. If not, then I will... Yeah. Nope, not going to do it. All right, so you intimidate him. I will tell you what he's going to react to that when he gets a turn. Luke, your turn.
I'm going to continue my quest for stupid things to do and cold shot
with one person. So
cold shot knee to the groin.
Did you have your gun out already?
No, knee to the groin.
Oh, knee to the groin. Cold shot.
Yeah.
Knee to the groin. Gotcha. Okay,
that's
go for it.
4, 6. Is it a tiny target or just...
groin is a specific target. I think it's only a -2, though. It is a fairly large area. I mean, it's the lower extremity. Having nothing to do with his particular genetics.
I'll just roll the -2, and if it's on the edge, we can worry about it.
Yep.
It's 5, so it's exactly matching his parry.
Which will hit. Go ahead and...
Okay. Strength,
roll your strength plus, damage plus...
Plus... 2, 3,
we'll just call it
2
for now.
Four,
we'll look it up later.
Two.
Sure.
Just +2.
Really?
3 points. Yeah, that doesn't go through his toughness.
I give him a nice knee massage to the groin.
He's wearing a cup. he's wearing a cup. He's still up, and he's going to shoot you. Blink. Oh, my gosh.
He shoots himself.
You know, that's comedic enough that maybe his gun will jam anyway. So, yeah. He uses that. Sarah, you're shaking.
Okay. So, here's my spirit roll.
Oh, wow. Yeah. 23. Nice. You can act. What do you want to do?
I can act. Okay. What I want to do is another shot with the Derringer. But this one is right up next, it's basically he's on. I'm on top of him, so another shot with the Derringer.
Yep. Go ahead. Give me a shot. You're still, once again, you don't have him pinned, so he can still move, so he's still against his parry of five.
The difference is five or four, so it's not a huge thing.
Oh, that'll nice roll.
Ow. My gosh, ow.
26. So hit with a raise, so add your extra damage to that.
Okay.
There are times where you like the old rules of where they said the higher you got, the more damage you did.
Yeah, that was the original Deadland rules, but it made.
I know, yeah, it was. But
so that's the just
goes
plain,
both ways.
That's just plain
six
damage.
Points.
Six. But then there's a plus.
There's no pluses. Okay. You don't have a. Right hand of the devil doesn't count for this.
Add another d6 for your raise.
Oh right, I'm sorry. That's what I was.
There we go. That'll do.
Yeah. Nine. All right. He has
shake it
a
again.
Toughness of six. So he's just shaken.
I thought he was wounded already, though.
But he was not shaken. You still have to get more than four to cause
a wound. Unless you're doing funky stuff, he was shaken by Eddie's intimidation, as it was a raise. So.
Yeah, sure. We'll call it shaken for that. I was just going to give him some penalties, but shaken makes sense, too. So he is at two wounds now. Not 12. Not 12.
He's at 12 wounds. Yes, 12 wounds.
Yeah, not worth a vigor roll just yet, so, yeah. Sarah, actually, you can follow it up. You're top of the heap at a queen.
Okay, then I am going to... Derringer, is that a two-shot or four-shot? I think it's a two-shot.
Yeah, it's a two-shot weapon, so you have to reload.
Yeah, so I'm not even going to... I'm not going to try to reload in that position. I'm actually just
stand
going...
up? You can stand up and reload if you want.
Yeah, with the knife still down there. Yep. I'm actually going to bash him in the head with the gun.
All right. Go ahead. Yeah, just fight and roll.
Okay. Improvised weapon. Ouch.
Yeah. So what is improvised weapon? It's an unskilled roll, or I forget.
No. It's like a minus two or something. We'll just roll and see if we care as the old one. First of all, useful.
Well,
again.
Yeah, it matters because his parry is five. She rolled a five, so
it doesn't matter.
It's a standard fighting roll, like negative one for it being an improvised weapon. But he's on the floor,
so he's
so you'll hit. Okay.
Okay.
So, any difference in damage? No, it's just a minus two.
So
go ahead. It's just your strength.
Okay.
Actually, no. You said you hit him with the empty gun. I'll give you a club damage. You can do strength plus one.
Okay. Eight.
8 points.
Strength. A club is a strength plus D4.
Plus D4.
Ooh.
Yeah. Either D4. Way. Either way, it's enough that it's. No, actually, no. We'll do it that way. So 7, 8, 9, 10. Tens. He has a
hit and a raise.
Six. So it's a hit and a raise. That would put him at minus three. He's still not incapacitated, but he's minus three.
He's a tough little guy.
All right, so his turn. Let's see if he can unshake. He does.
But.
He can't act. He's just not shaking.
Ooh. Luke. Not spinning a chip on that. Okay.
Got no chips. Spent them all.
Oh. Well, his chips anyway.
Yeah. He's going to save those for the injury roll here shortly, I'm sure. Still facing off against somebody who's still determined to shoot you at close quarters.
His gun jammed up, so I don't know if he's going to plan on doing that. I'm going to try an intimidation roll, because I don't have that either.
Sure.
Woody got this guy down on the ropes. Do you really want to go the same way? Your other two are dead as well. Our future's not looking good. Give up now or die. It's an unskilled.
Unskilled intimidation. Oh, wow. Okay. No.
Do you like my cat? He's a nice cat. Have a pet of my cat. He's a good wee cat, isn't he?
All right. The one gunman on you is just going to slug you in the face for that.
Fair enough. Six, fair enough.
Seven.
Yes, he hits. He connects.
All right.
Well, you don't hit dragon.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
15
oh
points of damage. He hits a beautiful uppercut.
That's at least a hit and two raises, if not three.
What is your
seven. 7, 11, 14. So it's a hit and two raises.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to resist soak that. Yeah, have a red chip. Soak. No. So it's one and a wound. Yep, stunned and wound. Well, that's better than, you know, two.
All right, Eddie. He's still fighting, but he seems to be on the defensive now. What do you do? Still got a knife out. He's wounded pretty darn bad, but he's still got a knife out.
Pull the triggers.
You're going to go ahead and shoot him?
Yeah.
All right, you are close enough that he can parry. So, let's see. Shooting. Where's your shooting? There it is. And he's at plus two. He's still prone, so plus four.
Plus two for the intimidation as well.
Plus six. Pretty much not going to miss.
Marksmanship.
Yep. Got all that. Yeah, it's hit with raise. And this is where your gun does extra damage. And this is your Colt, right? Your handgun? Because you didn't bring a rifle in, as far as I know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Plus damage. And it's right hand of the devil is what? Plus two to the damage? Or?
Yeah.
Plus the highest additional die. So D6 in this case.
Okay.
If Sarah was to load her gun with buckshot rather than the.
Yeah, he's dead. Shot, so an eight. Yeah. He's dead.
20-10, so.
Yes.
Yeah, so, wow.
Yeah. And I'm not even done rolling the damage. I mean, it's a 21 before the extra. No, that was the extra D6, but not the right hand of the double bonuses. Yeah. No chips to roll vigor. So, yeah. He's pretty much going to bleed out. What you do hear, though, at Eddie, as soon as you unload into him here, is that there are several bells ringing through the house and alarms. You hear several men starting to thump through the house from the window in this room. You can hear people coming in from the fields. This will be a break in the action right now.
Bert, yeah. Please say that this guy was a supernatural being that Sarah can absorb.
Unfortunately not. But when he does,
damn it!
He draws his last breath and the ball bearing pops out of his eye, rolls onto the floor. And we'll say it rolls, let's see here, comes to a stop in front of Sarah's foot.
Damn it.
Pick it up, heft it in my hand, and then stick it in my pocket. And then go to Sarah.
Hey, comedy fight still happening over here. Still having a comedy battle over here.
You're still, that's right, there's another round for that. I'm sorry, I forgot you're still in the fight. Well, he goes first. He's gonna belch you again in the face.
Well, it worked well last time.
Sure did.
I hope so. I'll do the same thing.
Again, he hits. No take raise with your parry.
But,
only 3 points, which is less than your toughness.
I ignore. Yep.
And spirit roll. Your turn. You're shaking. Spirit roll. This worked out beautifully, by the way. The gunman and you were at the top. So you won shake, but you can't take an action.
No? Oh, right, so there's a minus one. Oh, well, never mind.
Sarah, so there's, you hear all this commotion going on. It sounds like Luke is getting the tar beaten out of him right outside of the door.
Big surprise.
Well, the two women, by the way, are continuing to drink their tea and look on fascinated at what's happening. So what's she doing, Sarah?
As I said, I pick up the steel eye.
All right, that's fine.
Give it a heft, put it in my pocket, and then stagger back over to a seat and start, like, doing a cursory, a good examination of just how badly am I injured.
All right, hold on. Guts injury table.
Were you injured?
No, I'm rolling for steel eye.
Yeah, Sarah got a knife wound.
Did she?
Yep.
He's a wild card. He's a wild card. Draw the card. See if he comes back harrowed. Woo!
He might. Yep. You won't know until you meet him again.
Nope.
D4.
Took your eye last time. Taking your other one this time. That's what we'll say.
Ah, okay.
The thing is, you can still see out of it.
Your shot went a little wide, and basically you blew off his leg. That's what's going there. All right. And Eddie, it's your turn. There's still some fighting going on outside in the hallway.
I'm going to reload then I'm going to nod my head at the ladies, turn around, and shoot the other guy. That's on Luke.
Okay. Yeah, you are shooting into a melee, so don't roll a one on your shooting die.
Yes, Bert. Please don't roll a one.
No, I wouldn't do that. No.
Yeah, what's that special button you have?
So that's a 3, 4. You're going to hit with your bonuses. Damage is straight off. It's probably going to toast him. 7. Toughness 5, 6, 7. Stun. 7. Okay, right hand of the devil does what again? He gets the extra.
+2.
+2.
Oh, seven, plus, it's not a +2. It's a plus the highest value die.
Right, so another D6. Yeah, and which is enough to blow that guy's, blow him away as well. All right.
Thank you. I fall over.
Yeah. Sarah, so you're looking at your wounds there.
Yeah.
Did you actually take a wound?
No, it was gash. I just want to make sure it's not.
No, it's fine. There's not even blood coming out of it.
Oh, okay, good.
There
then
really
I'm going to.
Should be, but there's no blood coming out of it.
Huh? Curious.
All right.
Curious.
You guys are hearing all kinds of alarms going on. Yeah.
I'm going to reload my Derringer.
Okay. You hear masses of people that are running from outside to come inside, and people inside this large house are converging on your location. We're going to switch scenes and...
can I just call out one last thing before you switch scenes?
Sure.
Grab Creole hostage. Boom. Switch scenes. All
right. Okay, switch before... scenes. Reload my Derringer, and they're converging on the house.
Yep.
I'm going to run... basically run out to the speed wagon and grab my shotgun.
Oh, you're not going to get that far. If you try to go through the house, there are dozens of men that are coming through the house between you and getting out. So we're going to have to stop there if that's what you're trying to do.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
All right. So, yeah, let me switch scenes now. All right. We are going
back to
Young.
Sorry. Seeing as we're at the middle of this crucial point where I'm being attacked by zombies and everybody else is there, might now be an excellent time for a break. Over listeners, I am thinking of you.
All right. Let's take 5.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incommontech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamstealmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.